short idea before we go into slichos. Before we go into slichos and Yiras Hashem, just once again thank Rabbi Yehuda for such a beautiful Malava Malko, organizing everything, Tzvi for the sushi, Yarnis and Kaplan, and of course the incredible Chevra of singers who is here. Excuse me. Every single thing we have in life always has an avoda. Every period always has an avoda. There's always a special and unique service. So we come to Yemei HaSlichos, we come tonight, we begin Slichos, which we're going to. And Yiras Hashem, I have the great privilege to daven over the next week plus through Yom Kippur. And the shaila is, what's our avoda? What's our obligation? What is it that we're supposed to focus on over these coming days? And so the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph quotes something amazing. Shulchan Aruch says, quotes the Mechaber, Va'omdin ba'ashmores lomar slichos b'yom aleph shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. The aloch is, when do we begin slichos? We begin slichos on a Sunday, or more specifically on the on the Matzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But the Shurama writes, but if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so we begin slichos the week before. So in a week like a year like this, where slichos Rosh Hashanah, begins on Sunday night, so we begin slichos the following the previous Matzei Shabbos. Excuse me. Dovi, can you tell me? Just it's a little bit distracting.
It's that good.
So we begin slichos the previous Matzei Shabbos. And so the Rama explains, because there has to be a minimum of 4 days of slichas before Rosh Hashanah. That's talocha, minimum of 4 days. Writes the Magen Avram, why 4 days? So I quote you, the Magen Avram says, Tam shekabu dalad yamim, shekin matzinu bekarbonos, shetu'unim bikor mimum dalad yamim koldim hakrava. Because when the Beis Hamikdash stood and we had to offer up a karbon, before a person brought the carbon, brought the sacrifice. So the halacha was, you had to make sure that the carbon was blemish-free for 4 days prior to its offering. And therefore, says the Magen Avram, when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, we have to be sacrificially fit. We have to be just like the carbon. We have to be ready to come karov lifnei Hashem. We have to be ready to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any mumin, without any blemishes. And so the same when the Beis HaMikdash stood, you had to examine the carbon for at least 4 days prior to its offering. Now even without the Beis HaMikdash, when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, there has to be at least 4 days where we examine ourselves, identify the mumin, identify the blemishes, and rectify them and take care of them. So that when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, we're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw the blemishes, I examined the blemishes, I healed the blemishes, and I come before you blemish-free and pure. And in fact, the Peleoitz writes about this. He says, "Ve'ikar hayomim ha'elin iskarim v'nasim, sha'chayitein alibo, ma'nimtza ito ma'asim asher lo yasu." You know, my friends, it's important to understand. We're having a beautiful Malava Malka, eating delicious food, drinking very good wine. But understand what the avod is of these days. In just a few moments, when we go in to say slichos, what we're supposed to do in addition to our singing and our heartfelt tefillos is real introspection. Is to look into ourselves and ask ourselves, what's broken? Because my dear friends, we all have things that are broken. For some of us, there are things that have just broken recently. But for many of us, and I include myself in this latter category, there have been things that have been broken for many, many, many years. Just for whatever the reason, I have lacked the courage to address them, to identify them, and to rectify them. Says the Peleoitz, the avoda, the job on Yemei HaSlichos, is to identify the things inside of me that are not good. Bein b'machshava, bein b'dibor, bein b'maisa. Whether it's things that are broken in my actions, things that are broken in the way that I think, or things that are broken in the way that I speak. The yitain libo lashuv. And this is the time of year, Yemei Slichos, where after I identify all that is broken, I say, "It's, I don't have to go on like this. I don't have to operate in this compromised state. I can better myself. I can lift myself. I can become greater. I can become holier. I can be so beautiful." Because if I identify the things that are broken, I have to find the courage to fix them. What has to be changed in my life? What are the influences that perhaps have to be altered? Who are the people who perhaps don't exude the best influence on me? What are the activities that don't lead me down the right path in life? What are the things that have to be changed? And to find the courage to finally change them. Shelo yoshev od lekisla. I have to break the cycle. Because, writes the Peleoid, so many of us live in this same cycle. Spiritually uplifted and inspired. Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkis. And then by the time Hoshana Rabbah rolls around, Shmini Atzeres comes around, Simchas Torah, maybe if you're really special, Hanukkah time, it's just back to business as usual. Wouldn't it be incredible to break this cycle? Would it be incredible to say, this is the year where the things that I've been challenged with, this is the year where the problems that I have, the challenges that I have, the internal conflict that I have, this is the year I'm going to address it. This is the year that things are going to change. You know, the Satmar Rebbe says, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, says, that the Pasuk says in Devarim, Mereshis Hashana Ad Acharis Shana. So the Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement with our Tzah, Am Yisrael, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always involved in us. And the Rebbe says so beautifully, it says, Mereshis Hashana. Every year, we begin the year in the same way. What do we say to ourselves? This is going to be the year. This is the year. This is the Hashanah. But then by the time we come to the end of it, it's just Acharis Shana. It's just the end of another year. This is the time for us to exhibit spiritual courage. To identify the things that need to be changed. To identify the things that need to be altered. To identify the things that need to be erased. And to identify the things that need to be added. And to find the courage to do it. And my dear friends, the reason we're often very scared to do this is because it sounds so depressing. Who wants to focus on their faults? It's so much better to eat short ribs. I mean, let's be honest, right? So much better to eat nice food, come together, sing a little bit, and like I'm Yotze, I did my slichas. You don't do your slichas unless you introspect. You don't fulfill your obligation with slichas unless by the end of tonight you have identified the things inside of you that are broken and the things that you want to fix. That's slichas. And it's not scary. It's wonderful. The Leket Yosher writes, the Chiddush HaRem also writes, that we dafka always begin slichas on Matzei Shabbos. Why? I want to quote you from the Chiddush HaRem. He says, Kvar ein manus lomar shalom alai nafshi, kol echa yachzik heitiv bekodesh ha'atzala tshuva tefila tzedakah. So I'll quote you outside. The Chiddush HaRem, the Leket Yosher, both write. You know why we start slichas on Matzei Shabbos? Because Shabbos is such a high. Shabbos, there's oneg. Shabbos, there's simcha. And so we dafka want to come into this process of slichos besimcha. It's happiness. Because what's the greatest happiness in life? The greatest happiness in life comes from identifying your challenges and finding the courage to tackle them. The greatest simcha in life doesn't come when you discover a strength. The greatest simcha in life doesn't come when you do something that is easy for you. The greatest simcha in life comes about when you find something that is broken and you find the courage to fix it. Ein simcha gedola mizo. So when do we start slichas on Matzei Shabbos? Where we still feel the simcha of Shabbos, this odorous of Shabbos, the beauty of Shabbos, the spiritual luminescence of Shabbos. We don't begin slichas with a dirge. We don't begin slichas with sadness. We don't begin slichas feeling morose or feeling downtrodden or saying to ourselves, oy vavoy, I'm such a sinner. Chas v'shalom, I'm not a sinner. But I'm just a great person who has a lot of stuff broken inside. I'm a tzaddik who is sometimes spiritually challenged. I am magnificent neshama tahora who just sometimes does really bad things. I am someone great. Just too often I make the wrong decisions. So tonight is the night we say to ourselves. Tonight is the night we say to ourselves. Everything changes. Tonight is the night I break this cycle. I'm going to daven slichos. And from the first Ashrei Yoshevei Veisecha, Ribono Shalom, I want to be one of those who dwells in your house. I want to be one of those who is close to you. I want to be one of those who enjoys a sense of dveikus. This, my friends, is slichos. Tonight is the night when we go in. Find the courage to name your demons. Find the courage to fess up and to own up to yourself and to your God about the things you need to change. And find the courage to do it. I'll end off with one last piece, then we'll bench and go in for slichas. There's a beautiful Dumna Magid. I saw this actually brought down on the Be'er HaChaim. In slichas we say, HaNisham Alach VaHaGuf Pa'alach Chusa Alam Alach. The soul is yours. The body is yours. Chusa al amalach. Go ahead and have compassion on your handiwork. And my dear friends, Mudubna Magid writes so beautifully. He gives a mashal. The mashal is, there were once two brothers. And both of them, Baruch Hashem, had mishpachos, had families. The older brother passed away. And he left behind a young son. And so, the younger brother takes in his nephew, and raises his nephew as his own child. The younger brother also happens to have a daughter. And as the two cousins grow up, someone suggests a shidduch between the cousins. Okay, different times. Shidduch between the two first cousins. And the cousins get married. And says the Dumna Magid, the chassan wasn't such a good husband. So after Sheva Brachas, a little bit into the marriage, they keep getting into fights, and the Kala, the wife, packs her bags and goes back to her father's home. The Chassan comes to the door of his father-in-law, his wife's father, his uncle, knocks on the door, no one answers. Knocks on the window, no one answers. Keep pounding on the door, no one answers. So finally the husband, nephew, calls to the door, he says, I know you hear me. I know you're inside the house. And I know you're angry at me. And I understand my wife is your daughter. And I understand your first fidelity and allegiance is to her. But don't forget, I'm also your nephew. And don't forget, I'm also your adopted son. I know your daughter is your daughter. But remember, I'm close to you as well. Says the Dubna Magid. That's the meaning. Hanishamalach. I come tonight, Slichas, and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama is yours. It's a spark of you. And I know that I've done things throughout the year that have not been good. I know that I haven't treated my kala well. My kala, my bride, is my neshama. And I know that I haven't been the best husband to her. And I know that I haven't always given her the honor that she deserves. And I haven't loved her and taken care of her the way that she really should be cared for. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, VaHaGuf Pa'alach, the body that messes up is also your handiwork. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're all upset about what I did to the neshama. But like the chassan who pounds on the door of his uncle / father-in-law, Dodi Dodi, just remember I'm also close to you. HaGuf Pa'alach, you made my guf also. You gave me my neshama. You gave me my guf. Chusa alam alach. I know that I messed up. But please, 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 just open the door. Just let me in. Let's talk this through. I'm confident that if you open the door and let me in, we'll be able to work all of this out and once again resume a beautiful, harmonious, and magnificent relationship. And so, my dear friends, as we go into the site, Slichas, let us knock on the door of our beloved Dodi. The kol dodi do fake. Sometimes it's the beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocking on our door. And sometimes it's us knocking on the door of our beloved. Anila dodi v'dodi li. Tonight I knock on the door of my beloved and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me back in. I know that I've made mistakes. I know that I've messed up. But I'm back. I'm willing to own those mistakes. I'm willing to recognize those mistakes. And I'm willing to pledge to do better. Let us hope that in the merit of our tefillos, in the merit of the true introspection that is going to occur over the next hour plus of our beautiful tefillos, in the merit of us pounding on the door of our beloved uncle to let us in, of our beloved father, of our beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if you pound hard enough, the door is always opened. May we be zocha to lift ourselves up, take a true look inside of ourselves, identify that which is broken, find the courage to fix it, and in that zochus, may we together, with our families, with our beautiful kehila, with our beautiful community, and with all of Am Yisrael, experience the ksiva, the chasima tova. Yehuda, would you watch? I have to bench, so just quickly because I have to bench.
What?
Yeah.
Did you eat?
Thank you.